Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is the Midday 1-8 served up by Wendy's on 104.5 The Zone.
PK with a well-deserved day off. With Chad Withrow, I'm Jonathan Hutton. David Reed is the chairman of the board of the show. Glad you're with us. We're served up by Wendy's. Wendy's is taking the hassle out of family dinners with $1.99 kids meals after 4 p.m. That's right, kids meals are just $1.99 after 4 o'clock at participating Wendy's. Coming up, John Feinstein will join us. Also, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey will be on the show at 1:30. And we're excited about our next guest, the Coach Forum, presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company. It's this Wednesday at the Music City Center, taking place 8:30 to 3:30 with a great group of speakers, including our next guest, Inky Johnson, who joins us on the show. Inky, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be on the show.
I mentioned prior to you joining us that inspirationalist Inky Johnson would join us, and that's your title. You don't go by motivational speaker. It's inspirationalist. Will you tell me the difference between those two titles?
You know, inspiration is a thing that comes from within, you know, being internally driven, internally motivated. You know, when you just talk about motivation alone, you know, I think it's Jim Rohn or Zig Ziglar that said motivation, you know, is something. It's like taking a bath. You got to continue to do it over and over and over again. But I believe when you're inspired by something, you're pulled by something that's a lot greater than yourself, and you're pulled by something that's within you that allows that fire to burn a little bit longer.
Now, you grew up in difficult circumstances, and you've talked a lot about that. And this is an event for people in athletics, for coaches, for mentors out there, people that are helping other people. What coaches along the way really helped you, and how big of an influence was that for you, that amidst a lot of ugliness around you in your life, that you had someone that was there to help?
Absolutely. You know, I got ultimate respect for coaches and educators alike, but I had a coach that changed the trajectory of my life when I was a kid coming up in Atlanta. I was being raised by a 16-year-old mother in a two-bedroom home with 14 of us living there. And a coach came into my neighborhood, and he wasn't even coming to look for athletes or anything like that. He was just dropping a kid off after practice. And he saw me and my three younger cousins down in the street playing ball. You know, he stopped. He sparked a dialogue with us. And, you know, we were just playing street ball at the time. We were bloody. We were scarred up. And he ended up paying for me and my cousins to play in his league, you know, because my parents didn't have the money at the time. My cousin's parents didn't have the money at the time. And this guy just walked with us, you know, on this journey throughout life. And then my family, me and my three younger cousins that he signed up to play ball in the street that day, ended up being the first ones in our family to go to college. And we broke a generational curse. And I think that's a testament to him, his program, and just the work that he put in with us, you know, as kids coming up. And he's a guy that I still have a relationship with until this day.
Inky Johnson is our guest here on the Midday 180. Inky, we had Konzo Martin on Friday, and I know he's going to be a part of this event coming up on Wednesday. Well, he had great stories about growing up in East St. Louis and saying that, you know, it was big that his high school coach would just open the gym. Just every weeknight during the summer, he'd have the gym open from 7 to 10. He would show up and sit there with the players, and they would just play pickup games. And later he realized, oh, that was keeping us off the streets, that we could just go into an open gym at the high school, and he took the time to be there, and that really helped a lot of the players on that team. How important was just access to athletics for you? You talked about the guy who paid for your football league, just having a chance to go to a field and participate in something athletic. How big was that for you growing up?
You know, it was huge, you know, because I stayed in the park a lot of nights late, you know, after kids had went home, you know, left practice. I would still be in the park. I'd be working on drills. I'd be doing different things, doing the W drill, because my mother worked the double shift at Wendy's. And so when my mother couldn't get off work, I would just stay there, and she would ask Coach to take me home. And the coaches would always sit there and say, man, that kid, Inky, he loves the game. He's a hard worker. And it was true, I did. But a lot of times I would stay in the park because when my mother couldn't get off, I had a better chance of getting a meal at the concession stand than I did at going home, you know, because we was in a two-bedroom home with 14 people. And so for me, it was vital. But one incident happened one night when my coach took me home. I'll never forget, I got out of the car and I just asked him the question. I said, why do you do what you do? You know, because here's a guy, he didn't need anything from us. He didn't want anything from us. He was already successful in construction, but he was a youth lead coach. And he said to me, and I'll never forget it, he said, son, I'm going to share something with you, and I don't want you to ever forget it. He said, as long as you can live your life and make sure that somebody else's life is okay, he said, son, your life will always be okay. And he got in his truck and he left. And it struck me right there that I had to have a purpose that was a lot greater than myself. And so for me being in the park those late nights, just being around him, you know, him teaching me about life, I think it made all the difference in the man that I am today.
We had a discussion earlier on the show about Philip Fulmer and trust in the Tennessee football program, and a lot of fans calling in, and people have so much more faith in what's going on now with Tennessee football because Coach Fulmer is in charge of the athletic department. What was it about Coach Fulmer that struck you when you first met him and made you want to play for him at Tennessee?
You know, Coach Fulmer is somebody that I have ultimate respect for. You know, he's my guy. But the first encounter I had with him, I'll never forget, when he came to Atlanta, to Krim High School, an Atlanta public school that I was attending, and I was struggling a little bit academically. And he said to me, you know, there's a lot of questions around if I would even qualify, you know, and everybody came with a plan from Mark Rick to different coaches. Now, okay, Inky, if you don't make it, we'll send you to Hargrave or to Georgia Military Academy. And I'll never forget Coach Fulmer sat down in front of me and he said to me, he said, I believe in you and I'll see you in the summer. He said, I know you're going to qualify. He said, so I'm not even going to go down that road and talk about that. I'll see you in the summer. I believe in you. And I said, this is the type of guy I want to play for. This is the type of guy I want to be around. This is the type of guy I want to give my all to. And so from that day going forward, it was a guy that believed in me at a point in time, to be honest with you, when I wasn't so certain on myself. I wasn't so certain if I was going to qualify. And when he said that, it gave me a spark. It gave me a different belief in myself. And it made all the difference for sure.
Inky Johnson, our guest here on the Midday 180. Your football career ended in that game against Air Force when you lost the use of your arm. And that's led you down the path of inspiring others through your speaking circuit. And I know that there are examples of people hearing your story and your life lessons and it changing their outlook and perspective on their own circumstances. But from your own perspective, Inky, how rewarding has this whole journey been for you personally?
And it's been very fulfilling. You know, in the early stages of me speaking, now I've been doing it for 12 years, but in the early stages, it was somewhat therapeutic. And I would go out and I would share, and it was very informal, and I was just trying to get things off of my chest and just tell people thank you, you know, because a lot of people, their prayers, their, hey, Inky, how you doing, man? Hey, Inky, I'm rooting for you. Like that made a big difference in my life and in my recovery. But now living my life the way that I do with the mission and the purpose that I'm attached to and just going around the country and sharing, whether it's with, you know, corporate, whether it's with athletes, whether it's with educators, you know, that is tied to my mission and the people that helped me become the individual that I am. That is tied to my coach that started me in ball when I was 7 years old and came into inner city Atlanta and signed me and my cousins up. That's tied to Coach Philip Fulmer coming into Krim High School, that Atlanta public school, and sitting down in front of me and saying, son, I believe in you. I'll see you in the summer. That's tied to my eighth grade basketball coach when I was a kid. And he would pick me up every morning before school and take me and play me in a game of one-on-one basketball and told me, son, I see something in you. Like, so my mission and my purpose and the way that I live my life is tied to these guys and these coaches and these people that propelled me in my life in moments of despair and moments of uncertainty. And the only thing they wanted from me was, we just want you to pay it forward. And so it's fulfilling and rewarding in that way.
Do you ever struggle to get motivated when you wake up in the morning?
Not at all. I look at my six-year-old son, my seven-year-old daughter, and my beautiful wife and my three little sisters, and I get going.
You know, it's
I mean, we love sports radio, but there are some days I wake up and I'm like, man, I'd love a day off today. Man, I don't feel like you ever asked for the day off.
I feel like I need you in my ear at times when I wake up to get motivated.
I'm going to tell you the reason why, man, is because, you know, September 9th, when that injury happened, you know, I was fighting for my life. And a lot of people didn't know that. You know, a lot of people knew I had the brachial plexus injury, my arm, my hand got paralyzed. But a lot of people didn't know the doctor walked in the room and he literally said, this kid is about to die because I had ruptured my main artery in my chest and I was bleeding internally. And they had to rush me back to surgery that night to take the main vein out of my left leg in order to save my life. And he said to me, or you won't be here in the morning. So we got to perform the surgery right now. And so when that happened, the next day when I woke up, the game of football was probably the smallest thing on my scale of life. Because now I was appreciative of the people. I was appreciative of the moment. I was appreciative of the opportunity to have played the game of football. But I had the gift of life, the ultimate. And so the night before, I almost lost my life. And the next day I woke up, I had the greatest gift in the world. What's life? I tell people all the time, just the fact that we don't know our death date should be enough motivation to do what we're supposed to do.
The Coach Forum, presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company, this Wednesday at Music City Center. You can hear from speakers like Inky Johnson. For more information and to sign up, just visit thecoachforum.com.
So this is an event coming up Wednesday that's a sports event where there's going to be some really cool people to meet that are leaders of young people out there and everything else. And Inky, it strikes me also, you were around athletics for so long and you were robbed of that to an extent to participate. But what kind of doors have opened up for you to go meet with teams and coaches and be around locker rooms? Because I know you get a lot of opportunities to go speak to individual teams also.
Absolutely. You know, it's been great. You know, I've spoken to just about every SEC, ACC, just college teams in general, pro teams in general. And it's rewarding because when I go in to speak to these guys, you know, I've been somewhat on the same journey that they've been on. And so I can meet them at a place to where it's relevant and they know where I'm coming from. But also, when they look at a guy like me, the thing that they see is, man, I can't take the thing for granted. Because the day I got injured, I always tell guys, my pregame ritual was the same. You know, I said my prayer at the same time. I listened to the same pregame music. My Phil Collins, I could feel it coming in the air tonight. Like, everything was the same. But the outcome wasn't. I didn't think that day my career was about to end. I thought I was going to play the next 10 football games and I'll be preparing for the NFL after that season. And I went out and I made one tackle, something I did my whole life just about. And the outcome was different and my life changed. And so when they look at me, they see a guy that did the same thing that they once did. But it ended all in a moment. And so it makes them, I think, take what they do a lot more serious, but ultimately not take what they do for granted.
InkyJohnson.com is the website for more information on him. And by all means, check out thecoachforum.com to hear from him and the list of speakers that will be available this Wednesday at the Coach Forum presented by Franklin American Mortgage Company. Inky, thank you so much for the time. And we will see you on Wednesday. We'll be doing our show there live.
Man, thank you guys so much. And I can't wait to see you guys Wednesday. It's going to be a great event. I can't wait to meet the people. And thanks again.
Thanks so much, Inky.
Inky Johnson has been our guest. Greg Sankey joins us today at 1:30. And again, for more information, there are few opportunities for coaches to grow their skill sets beyond X's and O's for that particular sport. This is the event for exactly that. To sign up, you can visit thecoachforum.com.